This goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Pamela, last name Geiger, G-E-I-G-E-R, date of birth 8-4 of 1949. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Geiger with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and moderate aortic stenosis. Her last visit was November 13th of 2023. She has gained 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and she does see Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, for her moderate aortic stenosis. She had a recent echocardiogram, and he saw some changes, and so he's going to repeat the echocardiogram in 6 months and have a follow-up visit with her at that time. She denies any changes or symptoms related to her heart valve. No dizziness, no chest pain, no dyspnea on exertion. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does not have edema in the morning or early afternoon, but by evening her legs and ankles and feet are swollen. So she elevates them, and she does try to follow a low-salt diet and does not consume excessive amounts of fluid. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit, and I'd like to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 226 pounds. Pulse is 66. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 118 over 72. Her neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular with a very distinct aortic murmur that does not radiate. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 2nd of 2024. Creatinine is 1.02 with estimated GFR of 58. This is stable. Albumin 3.8. Calcium is 9.3. Electrolytes, sodium 141, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.6. Hemoglobin is 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We will continue to monitor labs every 6 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, moderate aortic stenosis followed by Dr. Berlin. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.